Good morning, everybody. Before we get started on what I have prepared to share with you this morning, I just want to spend a few more minutes thanking the Lord. I think it's important, and I'm going to talk about it in a few minutes. But if you remember, I think it was week before last, we learned about the word manifold, and it means many or varied. How many are so thankful for the manifold blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives? I know I am too, and I know you are. Lord, we just thank you. You're a wonderful, merciful Savior, Redeemer and friend of all of us. And Lord, it's you that we adore. It is you that our hearts are hungry for, Lord, and we just thank you. We as a congregation, we stand together and thank you today, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and glory and honor, and we lift your name because of who you are. We thank you, Lord, for those many manifold blessings that you've given us. But we praise you, Lord. We acknowledge who you are. And we just ask you to bless us this morning with your presence. We just ask you to bless us, Lord, with your richness and your love. And we give you the praise and the glory in your precious name. Amen. This has been a week of many things, but learnings might be one of those words that we could use to describe my week anyway this week. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 and 23, I read this scripture, I think, Wednesday. Ephesians 4, 23, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Have you ever thought of that? Does your mind have its own spirit? I asked the Lord, what does this mean? And I looked up dozens of versions, and pretty much they all say the very same thing. There's very little variance, even in the Amplified, very little variance, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And so I started praying that scripture. Lord, renew the spirit of my mind. I really did. I started praying. I'm not sure I know what it means, but I know the Bible says it, and therefore we can take it to the Lord, and we can pray it, we can believe it and stand on it. And I'm asking him to renew the spirit of my mind. And how do we do that? Praising the Lord. I really believe that. As you know, praise was something that was so important to Jim. He made time for it. He believed in it. He practiced it. And even when he lost his voice, as Donnie said last week, he said, oh, I just wish I could praise the Lord with my voice. And we know today he certainly is doing that. In keeping with the teachings that we've been doing on the gifts, I just want to share one quick thing, and then I have a blog for you today. How many of you realize that with Jim's passing, one of the interpreters of messages in tongues is now speaking a heavenly language with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not here? Well, 1 Corinthians 14:13 tells us where Paul is instructing the Corinthian church to let him who speaks in a tongue pray to interpret. Now, I'm a little bit embarrassed to tell you I've never prayed that before. This is part of the learning that I'm talking about happened in my spirit this week. I've never really focused on that because I never really had to. But we've been talking about gifts, and we've been talking about the need for the gifts to move and operate in the body. And guess what? We are the body. It's us. Grandma used to say, us-ins. It's us-ins. There aren't any others. It's us. And if God has a message to give to the church, which I believe he does, He will provide the interpreter. I believe he will. And I'm so thankful that Sister Watson's always so obedient and listens and provides that. She definitely has that gift, and we're very thankful for her. But let him who speaks in a tongue pray to interpret. Pray with us. Pray for yourself to receive the gift of interpretation. I know I am. And now I have the first blog of 2019 to share with you. You know, last year I wrote 22 blogs. I looked it up and how many I had shared with you. There were 22. Was it last year? It seems so long ago. Yes, it was last year. And this year I've had none. I've had no leading, no, and those, I will tell you, they all came by direct inspiration of the Lord. Every single one of the 22, the Lord gave me those blogs to write. And I've not had one until Friday. And the Lord gave me a blog to write on Friday. Just boom, there it was. So I wrote what I felt inspired to write, and I pray that it's a blessing to you. And I'm just calling this Thanksgiving 2019. Should take like 3 minutes. This actually might be a little bit different, a blog. It might be a little bit difficult to get through, given that we just buried Jim a little over 3 weeks ago. In some ways, it seems like long, long ago, but in other ways, it feels like it was yesterday. This week, I listened again to the whole 2 hour and 45 minute long funeral that is posted on our website. It was so sweet. I didn't realize it was that long. I knew it was long, but that was really long when you see the minutes and the hours and the minutes counting out as you're listening to it. It's also been therapeutic reminiscing over old photographs that I found in his office, laughing and crying and thanking the Lord for the life that we had together. And I will tell you, Jim was a man of many, many talents, but picture taking was not one of them. And back in the old days when our kids were little and we went on vacation, he took picture after picture of things that were, you couldn't tell what they were. We were on the Queen Mary in one of those bags of pictures, and it was dark, and you could not see one thing. I don't even know why they bothered printing them, because you couldn't tell one thing. So I chucked a lot of them, but I did keep many, many too. So don't worry, I'm not going to live in the past. There's too much to do in the present for that, but primarily this week has been focused on cleaning out his office. So let me tell you a little bit about this. First of all, unless you've witnessed it with your own eyes, I couldn't begin to describe what it looked like, so I won't. There was not one speck of space in his office that wasn't piled up with stuff. I've almost made peace with it now. You can see the desktops and the floor, the wall. But you probably already know that Jim was very sentimental. And as such, he was a saver of everything. Of course, he kept the expected business documents, but he also kept 20-year-old junk mail, mountains of old bank statements from jobs he did 20 years ago, which are all available online for free download, thousands of Home Depot receipts from jobs he did 20 years ago. But he also kept many personal things, like cards, greeting cards, years worth of greeting cards. Birthday, Christmas, Father's Day, Valentine's Day. I read every one of them. And Sister Watson, it seems like you gave him more cards than anybody ever. Card after card was from you. It was so sweet and precious. And he kept every one of them. One card I picked up had a darling picture of a little yellow chicken on it. And he was walking on the hot sand towards the ocean. And beads of sweat pouring off this little chicken. And he said, "Water! Water! I'm so thirsty! I need water!" And I opened it up. And it said, "Hi, honey. Thought you'd like to see a hot chick on the beach." And it was signed, "All My Love Forever, Debbie." I didn't even remember giving it to him or when, but it's been many, many years ago. He kept absolutely everything that the grandkids ever gave him. Every little scrap with anything scribbled on it, he had it. Not signed, we don't know which kid did what, but he kept them. It meant so much to him, and he cherished every expression of love. Other finds were a bit harder to explain. So far, we now have in our household 4 big 3-hole punches. Plus, I have one in my office. Multiple staplers and too many letter openers to count. You see, he was adamant that a letter be opened using a letter opener. If I ripped open a letter, I got yelled at. And he'd march over to the counter, the end of the counter where the drawer was, and he'd pull it out and he'd say, "Use this to open the letters, don't rip them." Well, I can tell you, all those envelopes in his office that I threw away were ripped open with a letter opener. If you need one, just come see me. Yeah. It's been very tiring and dusty work. And his office truly was a reflection of the very special and unique person that he was. And I am so thankful for having the time to spend reminiscing with him as he was while cleaning that office. Next, I have to tackle his books. That's going to be quite a chore as well. So pray for me. I also want to say that the Lord has been my constant companion. Yes, even cleaning the office. I've taken breaks in my rocking chair, drinking my hot tea, and I've reread his prayer list many times. Just praying and asking the Lord for blessings on everybody that's on his list and thanking him for the blessings that he's provided. I thank him for his watchful eye as I'm adjusting to being alone. People thought I went to bed early before when I was taking care of Jim. And now I'm going to bed like 6:30. I don't go to sleep, but I do go upstairs and read and play on the internet and such. But I get up very early too. I'm thanking him for his amazing provision. Amazing provision. For my family who's staying so close by. Psalm 34:15 says that the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Whether it's 6:30 in the evening or it's 4:30 in the morning, the Lord hears our cry. I'm so thankful. And verse 18 goes on to say that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. How I thank you, Lord, for your comfort and your care. And now in closing, I wrote a little Thanksgiving poem. I just wrote it like it came. I wrote one last Thanksgiving. The only first and only poem I ever wrote in my life was last Thanksgiving. And now here's number two. It's called It's Different Now. Yes, things are different now without you by my side. I miss your footsteps loud and hard and kissing you goodnight. I promise I'm doing the best I can not to feel alone. But after all, it's your first Thanksgiving in your brand new home. Yes, things are different now without you by my side. I think I'll be all right somehow with Jesus as my guide. I've been praying for some special gifts for me and many others, gifts the Holy Spirit brings to bless our sisters and our brothers. Yes, things are different now without you by my side. You always loved Thanksgiving time and the festive Christmas lights. I hope you enjoy the holidays with all our loved ones there. And I'll remind everyone here about your constant love and care. Yes, things are different now without you by my side. Heaven seems so much closer since it's where you now abide. I've always wanted to go there too, but now ever so much more. And I hope that when I get there, you'll meet me at the door. God bless you.
I don't remember last year's poem, but that one was probably better. That was good. And I'll kick us off with the Thanksgiving testimonies, if that's okay. Becky said earlier, it's been a tough year, so what do you point to be thankful for? But when you have friends and family and a congregation of friends and family like this one, and you go through hard things, and there's a lot to be thankful for. Because this group of people have been so precious. And, you know, starting with, you know, Mom and all that she did with Dad this year to take care of him. I mean, as the other closest relative, I'm so thankful that you were so sacrificial in that. And, you know, such an honor to him and your role as his wife and our mother. And to Doug, my brother, to be able to share in that support role with him. And Audrey, who I was sharing with somebody this week at a Dad's Day event at the kids' school, that she had a hard year with me. Just, I don't know how many times I just got up and left and didn't come home for the night. Whether it was going to Oakland where he had his back surgery or going to the hospital and not coming home. And she had the kids, and so she'd have to get them to school by herself. And, you know, the kids saw me leave a lot. And I'm very thankful because she was amazing through that. And to the group here, I've spoken in recent weeks about the ladies of this church and Becky coming in and being voted in as a deaconess. We've had a lot of men disappear from our ranks over the last year or two. And so the ladies have stepped up to fill in the gap. and make up the hedge and do as good or better. So I'm thankful to the ladies of the church for all that you've done this year in support of this church, this congregation, this building, the Lord's house, and our family. And the men, Andrew stepping in and saying, how can I help? I'm part of this group. I want to help. Taking over the website, the sound system. And Kevin, you know, stepping in and saying, anything, what can I do to help? And being such a support, because with there's not a lot of us guys left here. And so it was so awesome. And Andrew Sanderson helping with the sound system and the electronics as well. And all the offers of support. And Clay being such a help with the funeral and setting up and all the events. It's all so wonderful and so helpful. We're all part of this family. And it very much feels like a family. I'm very thankful for this family. And we have family beyond this group. We don't see them as much, but this feels like family. And we all experienced some tough things this year as a family. But I'm so thankful that we have the Lord to look to going forward. And that's a lot. That's a lot. And more than just, you know, the years ahead, which I believe the Lord will make spectacular. But as Mom was saying when I was speaking to this friend this week, I also said, you know, when you have a loved one that goes to heaven, someone who is really close, someone whose location you always knew, he was at home with Mom or at work or at our house, really, or here at church. You always knew where Dad was. You know, he didn't disappear unaccounted for. So you always knew where Dad was, and now I know where he is. He's in heaven. But we're so close. When you have somebody that close up in heaven, you wonder, what is it like where they are right now? It's like when a family member goes on vacation and you say, how was it? You want to know everything about it. And we're not going to hear from him how it is until we're with him. But having him there, and you all have loved ones in glory, you start to think, what's morning like? What's evening like? Is there morning and evening? Maybe not. You know, maybe it's always bright and you're always up. Do you eat? Are there animals there? We're going to find all this stuff out. I'd like to think that we're going to spend our eternity back here, renewed earth with Christ. And I've told Audrey, because I think about it more now, I think the things he created here, the beach, the mountains, the lakes, this was his design. He picked these things through his own imagination and made grand and glorious things that we can marvel at. But if you think throughout time, how many people were slaves, never got to see anything beyond their own captured existence? And how many people worked in farms and worked on homesteads, never saw anything? I think they will. I think that everyone will get a chance to see the splendor that he is. Because if you look in the Word, when he gives his credentials for who he is, he says, look at creation. Look at what I've done. Do you make the sun and the moon come up and go down every night? That's what I do. I tell the oceans where to stop and where to begin. And he clearly takes pride in his creation. And I think we're going to get to enjoy that forever with him. And I'm looking forward to that. But now I'm looking forward to what God has for this church and for this blessed family. And again, I'm so thankful for you all. I'm thankful that Dad's not suffering. As crushed as we are that he passed, we are very thankful that he is not sick. And that's just, I mean, it went the way the Lord, the Word says he works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose, and it's still good. It's still okay. He's in glory. As I've described, I can't wait to see it and to experience it with him and all of our loved ones. But even now, even here, it's okay. The Lord has and will provide, and we'll continue to look for him, continue to look to him. And I'm excited for the things to come in the coming year. Healing to continue, but God's got a purpose for this church and a purpose for us. And so we just need to keep our eyes fixed on him and expectant that he's going to move in ways that we don't expect. We can expect him. We can expect the unexpected, I guess. And I'm thankful that we have a God that nothing is too big for. None of our problems, none of our hurts, none of our needs are too big for God. And so I want to give thanks to him for his constant companionship and blessing and provision for me, for my family, for this body. And like to invite anyone else, I'd like to stand up where you are or come up at your leisure, up to you. Yeah, we're recording. Are we recording still, Andrew? Yeah, we're recording up here. So if you want to be part of the program, you can come on up. If not, you can stand where you're at. Sister Janie? You can come up.
Whenever Donnie said we should start thinking about what we're thankful for before we got up here, of course, the first things that came to mind were some material things. And then I thought, those are good. Those are good things to be thankful for. Certainly I am. And I have much to be thankful for. But I think for me, having my parents raise me in church, raising me with the Word of God, instilling that in my soul, and how it has sustained me over my years so far, to have the faith and knowing that there's hope in Jesus, and that he is our protector, he's our creator, and that he's got it under control. That alone is priceless. Can't describe it. And for those of you that know that, I'm sure you feel the same. And so this Thanksgiving season, that's what I go in with, just so thankful that I know him personally and that I can call on him at any time. And that I know that he cares about me. He cares about everything that happens with me. And so I'm thankful for that. My prayer for this church, I'm anxious. You know, I want things now. I want things now. But I know he's in control, and he has a perfect plan for this church. And then there's my part of me who is praying for, I'm not a young person, but I'm praying for young families to come in to bring vitality, this extra vitality into the church, and just that we stay true to the Word. And that's what I'm praying for right now. And I'm also thankful for this body. You are a family to me. So that's all I have to say.
I'm thankful, of course, for everything that everybody's mentioned. I'm thankful for, number one, the fact that the Lord chose to let me live a life for him, and he saved my soul. That's the number one thing I'm thankful for. I think I sent a text to Debbie. I did. I'm struggling to find a heart to be thankful. And as I sat here yesterday on that bench over there, knowing probably what songs I was going to sing, but not real sure, and I asked the Lord again, and this will be very personal. This will be very personal. What do we have to be thankful for? And you know what? He provided the answer. For me, personally, I had two bonus brothers in my life. Don was one of the sweetest, most thoughtful, loving, funny men you'd ever want to know. And he treated me like I was important to him. And like I meant something to him, and I know he loved my mother more than anything. I mean, he just treated her like she was a queen, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to you, Sharon, for bringing him in and sharing him with us. Our friendship means the world to me, and I'm thankful for that too, and I'm thankful that God gave you Don and gave Don to you and you to him, because we shared in that man, and that he was a wonderful man, and I loved him dearly, and I'm thankful that I got to know him as a brother. And then there's Jim. Not only was he like a brother to me and made me again feel important, but he was a strong leader. He was someone I could go to, talk to about anything, and he had the answer, and if he didn't, he'd find it for me. His legacy lives on in this church. His vision for this church lives on in this body of people. And I, for one, will struggle the rest of my life, but I will give it my best shot to make him proud and that I am part of the legacy that he left here. He was always kind. He was always caring. He was always in the will of the Lord for as long as I've known him. I've never known, well, my father, I have to say that, another minister that I think belonged right here. And I really struggled with that. Why, God? We have needed and we will always need what Jim brought to us. And what he died still having in his heart ready to give to us. So I'm grateful and I am thankful that even though in our lifetime, it's a relatively short amount of time, we were blessed with two of the most wonderful men I've ever met in my life. And I'm thankful that I was able to call them friend and brother. And I'm grateful again, Debbie, Donnie, Doug, because you shared with us. And you were always there by his side. And I love you like a sister. And I'm thankful to God for the leadership in this church. Amazing. You amaze me, Donnie. You amaze me every time you get up here. And I see your father in you. And I'm very grateful to know you for all these years. And like I said, I will struggle to be a source of pride and a source that Jim and Don would both be proud to call their friend, because I think they did call me friend. No, I know they did. I know they did. And I'm grateful, grateful, grateful beyond measure for the privilege of knowing my two friends.
Thank you. there with us till the end. And I'm so thankful that God sent us our way. He orchestrated the whole thing to where when it was time for him to go, he could go in peace. And we had our time together. And I'm just very, very thankful. I'm grateful for the people that prayed. And I'm so thankful. I asked him, well, Jim was too sick. So I said, is there someone you want me to call to have pray for you? And the first person he asked for was Sister Watson. So she couldn't come, of course, but she called him on the phone. And she prayed for him over the phone. And then my sister, a minister my sister knew, called Clearfield, Texas, and they were having a prayer meeting. And they prayed for him over the phone. And it was just such a blessing. But the kindness of strangers God sent our way, I just can't be thankful enough. And I can't be thankful enough for all of you who I know were praying all this time. And I'm just thankful that he gave us good Christian, gave me good Christian parents that led us this way, and that the chance of John and I having crossed each other's path were pretty slim, and somehow God orchestrated that to where we met each other and loved each other. He was a good man, and I'm very thankful for him, and I'm thankful for salvation. Amen.
Won't be a regular.
Huh?
No, not yet.
Thankful for my family. You know, my husband, my kids, my parents who are gone, but my blood family and my church family. Is this list Jim's or yours? Or you did it together, the list? It's his. Am I on it? Am I on it? Am I on it? Okay, good. my mom was nowhere near a hoarder like Jim was. I even went to the hospital when we were told, you know, there's nothing else that they can do for Jim. I went to the hospital that night, and he's laying there, and he's smiling, and I just start busting out crying. And I said, you know, I said, you can't go to heaven and be a hoarder, because Jesus doesn't like that. You can't do that there. But my mom wasn't as bad as Jim, but she kept stuff, stupid stuff. But she had her mother's Bible, my grandma Nell. Some of you know her, some don't. And there's a list of people she prayed for. And it said Jimmy and Autry and Debbie and Terry and Jan. Now, I died when I was one, so Donnie, you guys aren't on there. Carol, Eddie, which is my dad, Cindy and Christy, and she, of course, spelt my name wrong. And a whole bunch of different people that I don't know from the church, but she also had a list. So maybe I should start a list. A good thing to have. And just that Jim, I could always count on Jim and Debbie, always, no matter what. And a little humor story about Jim. When I also went into the hospital, I went with my daughter, Allie, and my sister, Michelle, and her daughter, Ashlyn. And we were leaving, and he told Michelle and Allie and Ashlyn, I won't see you soon. Meaning he's going to pass and they're not. I'm not going to see you soon. But he didn't say that to me. And I didn't know that until we got down to the car, and I almost went back up there to yell at him. So the next day I went to see Jim also, and I said, I have a bone to pick with you. And he's like, okay, and he's smiling. And I told him what I just told you guys, and he does that laugh where he just like, ha! He's like, because you're old. Thanks, Jim. But regardless of that, his humor and whatever, he was just a blessing to have, and I loved him. And I love my real blood family and my church family.
Thank you. Oh, Lydia's saying that she wants to come up. No, just kidding. I too am very grateful that the Lord has led us to this church. And he's doing it for his glory, right? I think the Lord is more real to us now. And as he is growing our family, I mean, I see it in Bridget, I see it in Lydia, I see it in myself, how we are more spirit-filled. And as we become more spirit-filled, we praise him more, we pray to him more, we worship him more. So we are very grateful that we are here. We are thankful that, before we were at Adventure, and I still don't think I have a friend at Adventure, even though we were there for almost 2 years. And I'm just grateful that we are here. And thank you all for being a church. And I think God has more in store for us. And I have a prayer list now. I didn't have one before. And I think most of you are all on it. And I think a few of you are not, so I have more work to do. So I am very thankful.
Like I was saying earlier, with Dad, I have a link to heaven that I've not had before. It's like someone in the family went there to check things out in advance, and they haven't come back, so it must be pretty good. And I spoke a lot about the things that came after, you know, Dad passed, but I'm thankful to have had him for 40 years, for sure. What a blessing that was, and we'll continue to experience what a blessing it was each day that he's not here. And when, you know, you have a guy that kind of did everything, when he's gone, we all got to pick up the slack. So I'm praying that God sends a contractor to us, because we're doing our best, but, you know, We need things done here, and some insight and some of that kind of wisdom that he had. There's other men and women that do, and so we'll pray that the Lord sends us some of that knowledge, because we need it. I'm thankful for Grandpa. my last grandpa, last grandparent. You hear me, Grandpa? I said, I'm thankful for you. Pray for Grandpa's ears. You're welcome. And like Sharon said, I'm also thankful for all those nurses that like they took care of Don, took care of Dad. I mean, you know, some just get up and go to work, but some put a little more in. And we met men and women from all over the place. You know, some of them live in Georgia and fly over here to work and then fly back and work over there. It's amazing. And it's, man, I would not want that job. There were surgeons that worked on his back when he was still dying with cancer. And I thought, they said, well, you know, you never know. We're going to take care of this. This problem needs fixing. I don't know that it helped anything, but I did appreciate their interest in his well-being. And anyone, you know, when your loved one's suffering, you appreciate anyone who takes an interest in the well-being of that person. And a lot of people did. A lot of those who had never met him came to love him, and we appreciate those people as well. And I was talking with Bridget and Andrew the other night about the history of the church and mentioning how, you know, we, over the years on the board, have thought, well, what are we going to do, you know, to save this church? Can we? You know, and I thought, well, it's not really ours to save. I'm thankful for the people that deeded the property to the church years ago. I don't even know who they are. But the Lord led them and provided for them to provide for this building, for this location. This property is very valuable, but it's not ours, it's His. And so I truly believe that He will protect His church and He will provide for His church. And we are stewards here. I don't know the names of the people, all the names of the people who began this place, but I know that we're here to take care of it and keep going and do what we can to continue. But we need Him. We need the Lord to direct and guide this place as He has for many, many, many decades. And I'm honored to be a part of that, to be a part of contributing to the well-being of this place and to the ministry of God starting from this location. And it's interesting to think that this place is somehow even more of a constant than our own family, because we come and go. And I pray that this place is here for a very long time. Long after anyone's forgotten my name and our names, if the Lord tarries that long. And that other people come in and contribute their time and money and effort to do the work of the Lord here so that more and more souls can be saved on this property. It's not so more sacred than any other church or location, but it's the one that we've invested in. And so the Lord has planted us here, and we're still planted, even without Dad. And I wondered, to be honest, I wondered, and I told the Lord, Dad goes, I don't know if I'm going to be here anymore. You know, what am I going to do? Well, I'm here. Not that he needs me. Thank you, Claire. Not that he can't do it without me or any one of us, but I'm still honored to be here contributing to this church and the well-being of this church, and so grateful again for each and every one of you. And if, raise your hand if anyone else had anything to add. Surveying. Survey says we're done. So I want to dismiss us in prayer, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful again for all that you've done for us. And that when you give and when you take away, Lord God, you comfort. And you give again. You're so faithful. Great is your faithfulness to us. And we're so thankful, Lord God, above all, that we have you in our hearts, in our family. We pray for our family again. The loved ones that don't know you, the loved ones that need to take another step. We pray for them right now. Touch their hearts. Grow the seeds that have been planted in them over days, weeks, years, decades, and let it flower, Lord God. And I pray for each one of those here as we go into a busy week. Protect hearts. Let everybody get along with their families, Lord God. Protect bodies. There's always a cold or two in the crowd, Lord God. Heal us up, Jesus. Strengthen us. Get us through, Lord God, until we're here next week, flexing our muscles to put up a big Christmas tree and do all the work here, Lord God, to make it beautiful for Christmas. Bless Thanksgiving for each and every one as we continue to keep in our hearts, Lord, our thankfulness towards you, directing our minds to you every chance we get to say, you've been faithful. Thank you for calling us, for drawing us to you. We can't take credit for our faith. It's what you've given us. And we're so grateful to you for your faithfulness to us. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray, be with us and direct us. Get us through the week until we're here again next week, Lord God, we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, Jesus. Yeah, they noticed that we're dismissed.